For Halloween, WPSU's Christine Allen had a spirited discussion on Central Pennsylvania ghost lore with Matthew Swain, a science writer at Penn State University Park. He's the author of Haunted Valley, The Ghosts of Penn State.
You wrote a book on hauntings at Penn State. How did you get interested in that?
Well, I got interested in it because I was born on Halloween, and I was a reporter for the Tyrone Daily Herald, and I wanted to do a good feature story one Halloween. So I ended up going back to my time as a Penn State student, remembering some of those tales.
Did you say you cataloged some ghost stories in Tyrone?
Yeah, actually, there are a few ghost stories from around that area. They're mostly what I call ghost lore, which is folklore, legends based on spirits. And there's a couple famous ones right outside of Tyrone. And one is the ghost of Sylvia that haunts an area that we call the Pike. And there are a few of those stories that circulate up and down the mountains of this area of Pennsylvania.
Can you tell me about Sylvia?
So one of the stories is that Sylvia was in a car crash on this area, which is a pretty mountainous road that leads outside of Tyrone into Phillipsburg and those areas. And she was in a car crash. And after the car crash, she ran into the woods injured, and they never recovered the body. And so now if you're a teenager or older, or however old you are, and you drive up onto the mountain, and some people say you light a lighter three times and say the name Sylvia every time you light the lighter, she will appear. Other stories, you have to flash your headlights three times and she'll appear.
Do we know what she looks like when she appears?
They say it's just, you'll see this white form, this woman in a white dress is one of the descriptions.
That seems like an archetype. I grew up in Chicago and we had Resurrection Mary, a hitchhiking ghost in a white dress.
It's what I think people do is they take these archetypes, as you would call them, and they imprint them on their own areas. So you'll find around Altoona, I think it's the White Lady of the Buckhorn, which is a similar story. So they appear, it's almost like you take those legends and then you put them in your own time and space.
What's the most haunted place at Penn State?
Well, I would say if you're looking at ghost per capita, you would look at Schwab Auditorium. It's allegedly haunted by three or four ghosts, depending on how you want to count these. But first, there's the legend of Schwaboo, which is a nickname that the students coined for this kind of weird activity at Schwab. And some of the stories are that, you know, you put an item down and it'll disappear, or that some people claim to hear footsteps going across the stage. That's one of the ghosts that are there. There are stories like that, and then there are other people who have had personal encounters. There were a few articles that I came across where people said they actually saw the ghost or a bunch of ghosts at Schwab. In one case, a student claimed that he saw that these ghosts hovering, and again, they were filmy white apparitions. Now, there's other people who believe that it's a ghost of a Revolutionary War soldier. And one person who worked on the crew there claimed to see this apparition of a man who had very long hair and looked like he had a Revolutionary War uniform, who walked across the stage and then disappeared right into the wall. If I could get a gig as a paid consultant to avoid ghost stories on campuses, I think I would have advised Penn State not to put a grave on campus, because there's a lot of ghost stories around that. The ghost of George Atherton is supposedly haunts Schwab Auditorium because his grave is right next door. And finally, the last kind of spectral suspect would be Charles Schwab himself. The legend behind that is Andrew Carnegie was Schwab's mentor through life, but then later they had a falling out. And this story says that Charles Schwab is very envious of Andrew Carnegie. And the reason why he haunts Schwab, besides it's his namesake building, is because the Carnegie, at that point, library was across the street, and he would keep an eye on his former mentor and then later tormentor.
That's Penn State science writer Matthew Swain speaking with WPSU's Christine Allen. Swain is the author of Haunted Valley, The Ghosts of Penn State. You'll hear more of Swain's ghost stories on Fright Night. That's tonight from 8 to midnight on WPSU.